And then I got into the University of Michigan Health Management and Policy Program, where I'm still working on my dissertation right now. And I'm interested basically on the issues of social stratification and how they affect the health and healthcare access of populations. So this study, which I conducted with my colleague Margaret Kirk from the University of Columbia, came about because we were interested in just trying to explain reasons why certain women, a great fraction actually of the population in rural Tanzania, did not use maternal health services for delivery.
Where do I press?
I think you just click the left button.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I will start with the APHA disclosure that we don't have any financial relationship with any entities. And also, I will not be discussing any off-label drugs that have not been approved in the U.S. This study started about just because we noticed in the literature that parity, or the number of children a woman has, was consistently identified as a determinant of the use of maternal health services as a whole. And yet it was kind of the orphan variable in the area of policy, because there are no policy really that had to do with health services utilization and that looked at parity. On the other hand, age, especially among teenage mothers, has been the focus of attention here in the US and worldwide. And our question was, why is parity still not considered in policy questions? So there was a high correlation between age and parity. However, the correlation is not complete. So there was something about parity that could affect the use of maternal health services that is independent of issues related to age. And theoretically, thinking about the life course and life transition theories, there are reasons to believe that just like age, parity can define life stages within which women are going to behave differently, depending on your reproductive career, whether you don't have a child, whether we have just one, or you have more than one. Women are going to use health services differently. So based on those observations and that theory, we just pursue in the lit review, and there are at least three ways in which parity, we believe, could affect women's utilization of health services. The first is that it does shape the perceived risk associated with pregnancy, especially the first child, where women can feel at high risk, and with more children, at less risk. So also, parity can create time constraints and financial constraints for everybody, but especially for families with large number of children, and also with low income. Oh, sorry. So based on those observations, we had two objectives in this study. The first was to test the extent to which parity could affect the use of delivery care in rural areas in Tanzania. And there are two caveats to this objective. The first one was that we wanted to look at that effect conditional on individual characteristics, which is what most of the literature looks at. But also we wanted to account for the context, that is the place where women live, to what extent that could affect or moderate the effect of parity on the utilization of healthcare services for delivery. And also, we focus on rural Tanzania because compared to a 60% national average, for example, for the use of, Millennium Development Goal had a target of 60% use of delivery care, and in rural Tanzania, it was way above that, about in the 30%. So those are the two reasons why I wanted to look at that. The second objective was to determine the extent to which individual level characteristics, whether they're observed, which are the variables that we are going to look at, or unobserved, things that we do not consider in our models, could modulate somehow the effect, could change by parity group. So we used three theoretical perspectives to go about with this study. The first was the life course perspective, which views life as a transition in and out of life stages, and those can change within historical time, but also place or social groups. We also focus on the ecological perspective of on disease and illness production, which is more of a vertical process through which health is produced. So it recognizes that organized society is has different levels within which it is organized, and those different levels have an impact on health behaviors and health. And then the Anderson model of health services utilization, which is a little more horizontal, is the way I can see it, because it's sequential, and it identifies predisposing factors which are inherent to the individual, enabling factors which are more things that can facilitate health services utilization, and need factors, which is the self-assessed risk of illness or disease that can lead people to use health services. So the study took place in the district of Kasulu, which is located in the administrative region of Kigoma, right at the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. And there are about 600,000 residents, mostly farmers, and also with a majority of Mula ethnic group. And we omitted the main city, which had about 30,000 residents, just to reduce population heterogeneity. Especially, there are a lot of refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo that came to that city. So just to make sure that we are eliminating that heterogeneity, we omitted that city. So we conducted multi-stage cluster sampling at three levels. We sampled villages, within villages, sub-villages, and within sub-villages, we sampled households and adult women who were 18 and older, just to eliminate the issue of age, teenage or not, were recruited in the study if they had had children within the past 5 years. So we conducted face-to-face interviews in the summer of 2007 and recruited about 1,200 women into the study, most of which were actually used in the analysis. The main outcome here is the use of delivery services of, and whether it was governmental or mission or private versus not, that is, delivering at home or at a friend's. The main predictor was parity, which was coded as zero. No prior child before this one that, you know, the child that was, the study was about mostly. And 1 to 4 children prior or 5+. And they were named nulliparas, multiparas, and grand multiparas. So we had a series of individual level characteristics at the level one, as I talked about, that ecological model of health production. And also the Anderson model of health services utilization, where we had here the predisposing factors, the age and perceived importance of delivering a healthcare facility for the health of the mother and the child. We had enabling factors, including poverty, education, health insurance, and antenatal care visits, and whether they had it 4 or more. And then we also included need variables, which were if the woman had some kind of adverse outcome prior and their self-rated health. All right, and at level two, at the village level, we're interested in 4 variables that are commonly reported in the literature: distance from the nearest facility, how far they would have to travel to actually access care, the road network or condition, village poverty, and female literacy, because female empowerment in a neighborhood or an area was tied to the utilization of health services. So all of the studies use design-based techniques just to account for the complex sampling we did with the 3 levels. And we use random intercept models, hierarchical linear modeling, which we allows us to have different intercepts by village. So we allow every village to have an average number of proportion, actually, of health services utilization and allow that to differ. And we stratified the model by parity group. Therefore, we had one model for the whole sample, and we had one model within each one of the 3 parity groups. So overall, most of the studies, most of the women that were included in the study were also included in the analysis. 40% of the women used healthcare facility for delivery, which is far away from the Millennium Development Goal. The majority of newly parents did use healthcare facility for delivery, but we had a much lower proportion among multi-parents and grand-multi-parents, all of these being significant. So this table, I'm not going to talk about it because I just have 5 minutes left, but basically what it is showing is that it shows the descriptive statistic for the sample here and by parity group, and this level of significance is showing that there is a statistically difference between these three parity groups, and what we note is perception of the importance of delivering in healthcare facility did not vary significantly among these groups. Neither was the proportion of educated women or insured women. Otherwise, for each one of the individual characteristics, there were significant differences. So this figure shows the effect here, the main effect of parity on the use of delivery care, and is showing that newly para here in blue have three times the odds of using maternal health services for delivery compared to women who have 1 to 4 prior children. And the inverse is true here, where grand multi-parents are 30% less likely to use maternal health services. Now, after controlling for individual characteristics here and village-level characteristics, the coefficients barely changed. So the relationship between parity and health services utilization is a very strong one and is not moderated by any of the variables that we included in the study. So, which justifies thinking about it when we think about policy. So the random effects that shows the intra-class correlation shows the percentage outcome variance that is explained by unobserved village-level characteristics. So the 30% here is showing that 30% of the variability in the use of health services among women here is attributable to village-level characteristics that we did not account in the model. So in the first model, that is an adjustive model, that's what we have. And after adjusting for the four village-level characteristics, it barely changed. It was a 1% change, pretty much. So none of those village-level characteristics explains why women are not using health services for delivery. So this table is showing the group-level analysis, and it is interesting to see that while among newly parents, education and antenatal care are the driver of health services use for delivery, among multi-parents and grand multi-parents, what we see is it's their belief that of the importance of using healthcare facility for delivery that drives their utilization. And also, insurance did matter here significantly among grand multi-parents, where it doubles the odds, almost triples it, of using healthcare facility for delivery. For these models, too, the random effects are significant for multi-parent and grand multi-parent. So it means that something about where they live accounts for 30% of the variability in utilization among women. But for newly parents, it was very small and non-significant. So in plain English, I guess, by randomly selecting two women from different villages, the reasons why they are going to use delivery care or not has nothing to do with where they live when they're having that first baby. If they're on their, they have their second or more child, then there will be 30% variability among two women selected randomly. So the conclusion is that for this study is that first objective we had, we did show that parity matters for the use of maternal health services. And for the second objective we had, we did show that there are individual and observed village-level characteristics, variables that vary, that have different effects based on women's parity. So there are two implications of this study. The first that is there is a need to support parity-sensitive interventions. So when you guys are dividing your intervention, think about the parity of the women because the message should be different. For first-time mothers, policies ought to focus more on individual characteristics, education, or antenatal care, because whatever they're being told is working. For multi-parents, the question is one of sustainability. Once they use health services for that first child, how do we bring them back? So questions have to do with the quality of services, the experience of the women, improving their experience overall during that first childbirth, maybe would drive them back. But more importantly, our study shows that it's health-oriented education to show them that there is an importance to come back, even if they have non-complicated birth the first time. So for grand mal para, eliminating financial barriers, and in this situation, it was more health insurance that did matter, not really the wealth of the family. So it makes us think about attribution of resources based on the birth order in the family. And finally, we need to understand what is it about the neighborhoods that the village where women live that affect health services utilization. And as I've shown, none of the four characteristics that we included in the study did have a significant effect. So something else is happening in these villages. It may be social problems, social processes, connectivity. It may be the time constraint among certain women in some villages, but that ought to be addressed. Thank you.